Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're beginning the 15th parak of Masechet Shabbos, and we're learning Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. And both of these Mishnayos talk about the Melacha of Kosher and Matir, which are obviously partner Melachos, or twin Melachos, of tying and untying knots. So, Eilik Sharmash Chayiv and Aleim, the following are the types of knots that a person is Chayiv for tying on Shabbos. Kesher Hagamolin, a knot that a camel driver would tie, because he would strap something into the pierced nose strap of the camel. The camel would have a nose piercing that would have a ring that goes through it, and you would tie something to that. So when the animal had to be secured, they would tie a rope between that nose ring and something else that they would tie it to. So that knot that they would use is a kesher midaoraisa that one is chayev for tying. The kesher asaponim, or a sailor's knot, meaning if they want to strap to it permanently, tie a strap permanently to a boat so that the boat can be tied onto the dock in order to dock it. So that knot that they would use to tie onto the boat permanently, just like the knot tied onto the camel permanently, is going to be a kesher midaraisa. Ukshem shu chayev al kishuran, kachu chayev al heteran. And it goes hand in hand that if one is going to be chayev for making such ksharim, one is also going to be chayev for undying such ksharim. So one is chayiv for being matir. These are ksharim that are very similar to the kesher that was made in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they used they did the melach of kosher when they had to trap the chilazon. They would use they would use nets in order to make the nets. They would have to tie a knot, and they would use those nets to catch the chilazon. The chilazon is not a very fast animal; it's a snail, so it's not that hard to catch. But the easiest way for them to catch it was by putting nets at the bottom of the ocean, and then as the chilazons went onto the sand that was above those nets, they would just be able to pick up the nets, and they would have the chilazons in them. So it's not like what you would imagine a fishing net to be, where you swing in one direction or the other when fish are swimming. It was more like laid down at the bottom of the ocean when the chilazons would enter them. But bottom line is, that's when they would tie knots in the Mishkan. So apparently a person is always chayiv for making a knot that's like a camel driver's knot or a sailor's knot, even if it could be untied very easily. But Rabbi Meir disagrees. And he says, "Kol kesher shu yochel la'atiro ba'achas miyadav." If there's a knot that you could untie with one of your hands, ein chayav alav, then that's not called a knot midaraisa. You're not going to be chayav. If it could be undone so easily, then we view it as a temporary knot, even if you meant it to be there more permanently. So even if it looks like a camel driver's knot or a sailor's knot, and you planned on leaving it there forever, but if it's just so easy to remove, so easy to undo, that you can undo it with one hand, then that is not a kesher. By the way, a little fact that when you tie a double knot in your shoelaces, it could be untied with one hand. You just have to pull a lot harder, but it could be untied with one hand as well, also by pulling the string. So now that was Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis is going to talk about knots that are only midrabanan and not midaraisa. Yesh l'chak sharim she'ein chayav n'aleim ki kesher gamalim ki kesher asapanim. There are other knots that are not asur midaraisa to tie that are not asur midaraisa because they're only temporary and they're only left there for a little while and not meant on a permanent basis. However, those could still be asur midrabanan because they look like permanent knots. So the Mishnah is going to list which knots you're allowed to tie on Shabbos because they don't even look like permanent knots. Kosher, so there are three levels. There's that which is a kesher midaraisa, which really is a permanent knot. There's that which is a kesher midrabanan, which resembles a permanent knot, and that which is not even a kesher midrabanan because it doesn't even resemble a permanent knot. Kosher is isha miftach chaluka. A woman could tie the opening of her shirt, v'chutei sevacha shel psakya, and the laces of a girdle or a bonnet, urutzuos min al v'sandal, or the straps of a shoe or a sandal, v'nodos yayin g'shamen, or the opening using of a bottle of wine or a bottle of oil, ukedera shel basar, or something that they would, a pot cover for a pot of meat. So in all those cases, the knot is untied very soon after it is tied, and therefore it's not permanent at all, and therefore it's mutar even midrabanan. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer, koshrin lefnei habehema bishvil shelo teitze. You could tie a rope in front of an animal to keep the animal from going out, and that also is untied very soon after it's tied, and therefore it's not a kesher shel kayama at all. Koshrin dli bipsikya. A person could tie a bucket to the top of a well with the lace of a girdle, because since you're going to need that lace for what it's normally used for, you're not going to leave it there tied to the bucket forever. You're going to untie it very soon after, and therefore it's very temporary. Avalo b'chevel. But you're not allowed to tie a bucket with a rope, because that might be left there permanently. Rabbi Yehuda matir. Rabbi Yehuda, over here the word matir does not mean unties. Rabbi Yehuda permits. He allows tying the bucket even with a rope. Klalam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, kol kasher sheinu shel kayama, ein chayav lav. Any kesher that is not permanent, a person is not going to be chayiv for tying. So this goes back to the first line of the Mishnah, that any knot that's not permanent is what the first line of the Mishnah meant when it said yesh chaksharim shein chayav lan kesher gemal and kesher asap panim. So to quickly review what we learned today, we learned in Mishnah Aleph that knots that are meant to be permanent, like the knot within the knot in the strap that's in the nostril of the camel, or the knot that's tied to the boat so that you could then tie the boat to the dock, those are ksharim mi da'oraisa. And if you're matir them, it is being matir mi da'oraisa. However, Rabbi Meir said that if you're able to untie the knot with one hand, according to Rabbi Meir, then it cannot be a kesher mi da'oraisa. Then Mishnah Beis taught us about two other types of ksharim. A kesher that looks like a permanent knot, even though it's not a permanent knot, that would be only kosher mi drabanan. And a kesher that is not permanent at all, because it's meant to be untied very shortly after it's tied, like a knot that in a woman's clothing to tie her shirt closed or something like that, or shoe straps and the like. So that's mutter even lechadchila. That's mutter even midrabanan. We then had a machlokas about tying a bucket onto a well with a rope. Certainly if you tie with a lace of a girdle, that's mutter, because that's very temporary, but with a rope, it was a machlokas tanaim, and whether it's asur or mutter, and that was Mishnah Beis. So tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnayos Kimmel and Dalet.